Good day, whatever type of day you happen to be listening. Welcome to the Foch's Corner. I'm Foch, Phony Bennett, and here as always with our producer T-Dub, Dougie Fresh Smith, and the legend Mr. Grant Kersey. Gentlemen, welcome. What's going on today, T-Dub?
Well, Mark's out. He had a prior engagement, so shout out Mark Jerome, the legend. We're gonna have Ahmad Hawkins, the ball hawk, join us here in a little bit to chat about all the football news. But Grant, I think you were going to lead off with the Andy Katz.
Yeah, so I was just going to bring up the tweet that Andy Katz sent out earlier today. He ranked the top returning players.
You have sharing rights now. There you go.
And we got a familiar name at number 14, Sam Houser.
Top returning players. All right.
He has played before, just not for us.
Not for us.
Who's his number one?
He has not released that yet. This is only
14. Yeah,
only 15 through 11 are out right now.
Who do you guys think number one is? I have no
Sam's
idea.
Sam's a little low, man. He should be in the top five.
I think Sam is low.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are talking about him as ACC Player of the Year, All-American level.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, number 14 seems a little bit low, but
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Does anybody stick out as number one though in the country? Because I wouldn't know. Like, who's the top returning guy? I don't know. Carson Edwards, he's gone, right?
Yeah,
he's gone. He's in Boston.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I mean, you think he's going to put Jay in his top 10? Is that? I know some folks are expecting big things from Jay.
He was up there last year, right? Prior to last season, he was up there on one of the lists.
I saw somebody had Jay listed as their ACC pick for preseason player of the year or potential player of the year, which, I mean, that seems optimistic. I mean, if that happens, I'd say we're having a pretty good season. But Sam Houser seems to be the more likely one of those two at this point. But I'd love to see Jay rise to that.
I have Jay.
You think Jay, number one?
I bet I can see. I see Jay being in the list for sure.
Top five, top 10. Next tier, he might be on it.
I'd say maybe number seven. I don't even know who's above him. I mean, I'm trying to think who are the big
the one kid, Luca Garza from Iowa.
Yeah.
He was returning back to school. That was a big one. Okay.
He's got to be one, right? Was he the player of the year?
He's got to be up there.
Yeah.
He's got to be one, I think. You're right.
Yeah, is there somebody else at Marquette that? No, Marcus Howard left, right?
So, oh no, Marcus Howard. I believe he's coming back because this will be his last year.
Yeah, all right. So he's going to be up there.
Who's returning at Duke?
Well, maybe I have that wrong. Maybe last year he graduated.
Yeah, who's coming back for Duke? That's they don't do returners anymore. Basically, And anyone coming back?
Somebody that came that stayed. I gotten lost in with the NBA and
yeah, with all the draft and everything. I have no clue what's going on.
No clue.
I mean, stayed. I guess technically they can still withdraw, or is that deadline passed?
Yeah, that deadline's passed. That was this past Monday or the Monday before. Yeah. That's why.
Oh, that's right.
Jay waited till the last minute.
That was great. His announcement was awesome.
That's the second year in a row he's done that too.
Also, I want Marcus Howard. He graduated last year, so he'll be
okay
this year.
What about Joey Houser? Is he going to be on this list?
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering if Sam's brother is going to be on there.
He should be.
He's not better than Sam, is he? I have no idea. I don't think so.
No, I wouldn't think so.
He's
younger.
I mean,
he's younger for sure.
He's younger.
Seems most people put Sam above him, but he should be in that discussion still, I think. Man, and that's it. You know, March Madness is really for me is when I get to see and learn about all these non-ACC players and the stars for the other teams, and missing out on that. Like, I don't know who the hell's in the rest of college basketball anymore.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm being completely honest, I've vaguely heard of these names. I've just heard of these names. I don't recognize any of them. Nothing. Garrison Brooks, a little bit. I mean,
Carolina, another ACC guy.
Yeah, like.
Hasn't Garrison Brooks been in North Carolina for 20 years? It sounds like the same name I've heard forever.
Yeah, this is going to be a weird year. Like, I've heard numerous reports now that ACC is very confident we're going to have a season for basketball. I don't know what that means, but.
Well, didn't they just said we'll for sure have a NCAA tournament?
Tournament, yeah. That's great.
I think I've paid for my season tickets already, so.
It's just a bubble. It'll be a bubble, right? For the tournament seems doable because it's a bubble. You do it for a month. It's just a regular season.
So the tournament, but the season's not. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Right, because it's like.
But, I mean, if you think about it, the tournament's almost a bubble in itself.
Exactly.
Fans. But if you take out fans, then it's.
Yeah, but who makes if there's no season or some conferences have, some don't, who plays in the bubble tournament?
Right. That's going to be confusing.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They're going to use Lenardi's bracket. He's got us as a one seed, so we're good.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll make it.
Yeah. That is going to be very confusing.
Man, I think I might cry when basketball finally comes back. I'm still – any of these sports, I have a hard time believing we're going to see him until it actually happens.
Yeah, me too, man.
That's crazy. I think
– getting sad.
Well, the NBA now successfully finished their whatever regular season bubble.
Yeah, but I mean, and they're doing it right. But I mean, college basketball can't afford to do that.
It's impossible.
You have unlimited money; you can do whatever you want.
Right.
You know. What's the NBA? So the NBA finished. So they have the seeds, and now they do best 3 out of 5, 4 out of 7.
Now they just do the playoffs. Yeah, full playoffs, I think.
And so, guys go home, and then guys stay in the bubble.
Yep. For the play. Mm-hmm. I think Kyle's out.
Yeah, I think
finished
so.
His last game.
Yeah, he played today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were saying today. The teams that get eliminated, they have to leave the bubble immediately. There's no sticking around. Like
they can't watch
within a couple hours or something.
Yeah, my guess is those guys did not want to stay in the bubble after they were done. So.
Right, they've been there for a while. They probably want to see their families and
or whatever.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're not fighting that rule.
Is Lou Williams' team still in, or does he get to go out to dinner again?
They'll definitely be in.
Is he the one that had to quarantine after he got takeout or something?
No, he went to dinner at an establishment of ill repute.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Just tremendous.
And you got the ball hawk that just joined us. What's up?
What up? What up, no?
What up, Ahmad? Bring the energy, yo.
Ah.
Ballhawk, how's it going, man?
Going good, man. What's up with you?
I'm excited to talk football. I'm Chris. I'm the Phony Bennett guy.
Really? You Phony Bennett? No, I'm Phony Bennett.
I have so much trouble saying I am Phony Bennett, but maybe we'll get those shirts. But man, I'm glad you joined us though. This is exciting because T-Dub mentioned a couple weeks ago. He's like, yeah, maybe we can get a mod on, and so we got some cross brand synergy going here.
Yeah, you know how we do, man. Hey, come on, man. I can talk basketball a little bit, you know.
And then, who are the big basketball players in the TW? I call it the TW. I don't know what the numbers are anymore. When you were coming
757.
Yeah, 757. I say
that TW. That guy behind them right there. That's all you need to know. Bubba Chuck.
Yep.
It's a legend.
Bubba Chuck. Aaron Brooks was a hell of a basketball player, but you have Marce Brown, Damon Bako went to Alabama.
Joe Smith.
Joe Smith.
So Hawk, I try to tell everybody, because when I was playing, they had the state tournament there. And mm-hmm. I think I wasn't playing that year. Michael Evans. Oh my god! But I mean, I saw him and I was like, wow.
You had Brett Harper went to Kickatan High School. He was dope. It was a lot of ball players there.
So what year were you around the 757, Hawk?
I graduated high school in 97.
Okay. All right. So I came out in 91. I went to Bayside, so they were the state champions back then. So I was in the class with Mario Mullen.
So Bayside, my cousin Sean Hamlin played basketball at Hampton High, and they played Bayside. I want to say the regionals, and they lost to them. Regional finals, they lost to them. And then they might have met up in the States, but I know they lost to him in the regionals.
Gotcha.
To go to state.
Yeah, I think Mario was probably the most successful one out of that group, but Greg Melvin and Eric Vaughn. Eric Vaughn played like Christopher Newport, I think.
He's
my boy still.
Ronald Curry out there. That was your year, right?
That was me.
Later, yeah.
Yeah. But like Jermaine Gatlin was on that Hampton team. Mario Gatlin. That was a good Hampton team. So Gannon Baker, Jonathan Baker.
Oh, Gannon?
Yeah.
Gannon, oh boy.
Yeah, man.
Left hand, right hand. What do you want?
Hey,
right. He ended up at Duquesne. We went to camp together, Carolina.
Yeah.
This guy, Gannon Baker, he's Damon Altizer now. He's a trainer
of the Stars. Okay.
And so we're doing the free throw contest. So me, Hubert Davis, blah blah blah. Right handed. Next day, this dude Gannon, right handed. Next day, he goes left handed. Yeah. And it's the same thing. 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 8. I'm like, homeboy, what's up? So he broke his right arm growing up, and he turned himself into being amphibious.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That team, man. He was amazing.
And he went to, I think, game again.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot he was from down there, man. What a good dude.
Yeah, man.
Crazy successful trainer if you guys look him up.
Crazy. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So the Phoenix Suns are going to pull it off and go undefeated in the – in the bubble,
yeah,
and not get a spot,
and not get the playoffs.
Oh wow,
how does that happen?
Memphis won just enough games, and they got. I guess they have the tiebreaker. It's crazy. I mean, because there's four teams that ended up tying for the eighth spot.
Hey, you won all your bubble games, and still, I mean, I guess it wasn't a total reset. They brought in. Their record.
Exactly. I think you just had to be with 8 games left. You just had to be in the hunt mathematically to be entered into the bubble.
I gotcha.
And they did it. They won them all, and they still didn't get in. Which I don't understand how the NBA doesn't step in and say, "All right, extra playing game for Phoenix."
Right. I mean, they changed the rules just so Zion could play half a game or whatever it was.
Are they out?
Pelicans?
Yeah, Pelicans
are out. Yeah. So Zion didn't really play, right? He was like 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, whatever.
Yeah, they were limiting his minutes, all that to get him in there, and then they limited his minutes because I don't know if it was conditioning or whatever. And then today, I think they still played today or yesterday, but he had a sore ankle or something, so they sat him.
Crazy.
Are we going to see much of Zion?
You know, my big worry about him is that guy – can move like someone his weight should not be able to move, and the stress on his joints over time. I mean, you know, look at Ralph. You know, when you've got a body that size and you're doing things bodies that size don't typically do. I mean, I really worry about him from an injury standpoint. And it's not about overweight or anything like that. It's just he is a big dude, and he can cut harder than most guys half his size. And so the stress that's got to be putting on his joints. I don't know. I hope not, because I love his game. I mean,
how many dudes have blown their shoe out off of a cut? Like in history.
Yeah.
Has it ever happened?
Mm-mm.
Not on that scale. I mean, if we have, we probably wouldn't have seen it.
Akil did it like 2 days after Zion. He tweeted about it.
Wearing his shoes 3 years in a row. It finally gave in. And the layup. The toes came out the front.
I would say Charles Barkley, similar. He played like that, above the rim, big, but he's not Zion. But he didn't
move like Zion. He didn't. I mean, Zion can move like a point guard. Like I don't know how he does it, and the way he's able to stop all that momentum, you know, and that's where the stress comes from. Like, you know, like they say, falling. It's not the fall that hurts, it's the sudden stop at the end. And that's what's happening with him.
It's just the quick, powerful shit. Like, he's just boom, boom, goodbye. I don't know.
He's different. Incredible.
It's different.
So, Grant, what's a football tweet? Which tweet were you thinking for?
Hawk, are you in your car, man? I'm used to your videos from your car. Where are you recording from?
I'm in my car right now at soccer practice.
That's awesome.
Where are you at soccer practice?
Yeah, my son plays travel soccer for Soka, so they started back up last week.
Oh, that's good.
That's who I used to play for.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I played up until high school.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, you got some skills.
I started doing basketball in the fall, and then I just played high school soccer after that. And, I mean, obviously with basketball too, but not for soccer anymore.
Yeah, he made the top level. I don't know, what is he, like elite premier? I forget the name.
They changed it since I was there.
Yeah, he made the top one for his age group, so he excited about it.
I never made that one.
How old is he?
10.
Is he junior?
Yep, he's junior. Yeah. So a lot of people don't know he started playing soccer before he started playing football. I want him to play soccer a couple years before football, because soccer helps your feet that much more for football. Mm-hmm.
No,
you condition it too. But he loves soccer.
I think footwork and soccer is
That's where it's at, right?
Yeah, that's the whole game.
Yeah, it's different.
That's the part I was missing, I'm not even gonna lie. Yeah. I would just play defense. Just try to out jump everybody or just crush the ball clear. I'm not taking anybody one on one.
There you go.
Yeah, my two older sons grew up in Brazil, so they're all soccer.
Woo.
They think they can hoop, which is the funny part. We got a hoop shoot over here at my nephew's house, and they think they can do it. They can't.
Oh, you'll be busting, huh?
Oh, what?
Anytime somebody go, what? You know.
But their feet, and they're all in shape, too. That's the best thing about soccer, man. These dudes are in shape.
Bro, you have the conditioning you got to have.
The different gear.
Yeah. I love it, man.
It's a fun sport.
Mm-hmm.
So we just heard, I just heard the lockdown, you guys talking about upcoming season in Florida State, but these guys haven't heard it yet. What are your thoughts?
Florida State messing up the ACC team's money. You can't trust Florida teams to do nothing right. What the hell? And you know what thing? Like, coaches being grimy, not telling you the truth about negative, positive tests, you know, trying to stay under the quota, make sure they get to a season. Hey, man, these players, boy, they dropping dimes on that head coach. That's how you know they don't like him.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. Not just for COVID, but just for the program in general.
Right.
They write formal letters, though. It's not like a sneak tweet like, man, they BS in here. No, it's like a full formal letter that was proofread and put together and sent out. Like, man. And so I said they're gonna have to come. So if they keep this, you know, these shady, you know, these what I call it, janky promotions going on, they're gonna have to come to Charlottesville. We're gonna have to change the schedule around. We're not going to Florida. They got to come to us now.
Bubble.
You know? Right, that's probably
bubble. Spray them with some Lysol before they come on the field.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't excited that they were gonna have to go to Florida twice anyway, and now you see. I mean, even the FSU players are like, shit, this isn't right. I'm worried about our boys.
Well, that's like who is? I think it was the Broncos. That's the guys walk through like a sanitation thing.
Yep, they do, man. They get sanitized the whole
and they
body.
Get sprayed. Yeah, sprayed down before they go on the field.
Man, it's like walking through the airport, that thing hits you.
The metal detector, yeah. And the fan, it's like a whole fan right there.
So wait, they actually step into this thing and then it just disinfects their whole body?
They walk through it. It's like a mist.
It's like a antibacterial. Metal detector. Yeah, and they just it's just misting, man. Spraying down on it's, them.
When you see it, you're gonna laugh because it looks funny.
I think I saw that in the movie, right?
We need to install those everywhere.
I know, right?
Well, remember that plague movie Outbreak?
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman.
Like that, yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr. That was Samuel Jackson. They
developed a vaccine in like 48 hours in that movie. That's we need Hoffman and Samuel on that one because
we
all grew up playing in sprinklers, right? Running through some water somewhere, hydrants, whatever.
We watched that movie. Me, Thomas, and my family right at the start of quarantine when everything happened.
Yeah,
that's a good one to watch, actually. All right, so then Pac-12 is out. No more for the rest of the year, right?
And no one's going to notice.
They flirting with the spring, which
all right.
I don't see college playing in the spring with the draft right there.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to want to sit out. Yeah,
right.
That are going to want to prepare.
Unless they move the draft.
And so, you can have teams. You can have a fall team and a spring team declare themselves champions. Is the playoff going to happen?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Right there.
That's so weird. It looks fake.
The sanitation center. Yeah. It's literally like a metal detector, and then you just missed it from down from the top.
I want to know who the first guy was to not walk through it because he was rushing and he was late, and what they did to him.
Right, went right through the side.
Yeah,
and I worry. Can
we find out what that spray is though? See, like, what is it?
Purell, probably.
Right. It probably is.
Just know it's not a golden shower because R. Kelly locked up. That's gonna go a lot of people ahead, but they'll get it.
You're gonna have to promote this episode with a warning.
Always. This one.
Oh, you can just hit a bleep when I say that, go bleep, and then they're like, what did he say?
You mentioned R. Kelly, they'll know what you were saying.
Yeah.
Right.
There are people that listen to R. Kelly or read about him. There's people that watch Chappelle.
Man, that is crazy.
There you go. See, I'm a huge Chappelle fan, so that now you see why. Huge Chappelle.
I mean, how much can that really be doing? I mean, that little
– Nothing.
Nothing.
It's no way.
It's placebo. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a mind thing.
Exactly.
I mean, those gator masks they said is worse than not wearing a mask too. Didn't they just announce that?
Oh, yeah, really? Just use it. Yeah.
Yeah, they did a study and that did worse.
Yeah, some Duke professor did something. They used lasers and shit to.
Apparently, it spreads the particles even smaller, and it's now more consumable. It even makes it worse somehow. That's crazy.
I don't know what that is. What's a gator mask?
It's like basically a scarf that's an elastic scarf, and it goes over. It's like you just move it up from your neck.
Oh, you mean the one that I wear?
The gators are the one that goes all the way around your neck, and you just pull it up.
That's
my job.
So the one that Bronco been wearing too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it depends on what they're made out of, but most of what people are wearing is just like the thin cotton or whatever.
Oh, I got
bandana
you.
Material or something.
Bandana is also worse than not something like that.
Man, I tell you what, I'm in Tennessee, and you can imagine
how what are people doing there?
Yeah.
Mass or no mass, or do they even know about
it? It's the same. It's like if you go in somewhere to eat or whatever, you're supposed to – you walk in with it, and then you sit in your table and take it off,
yeah.
So I went to a Mexican restaurant today. I took my 25 kids and family members, whatever, and I forgot, and nobody had it, and the guy's like, no, you can't come in. And I was like, yo, can we just do that and go sit outside? And he's like, okay, fine, go. I'm special, though. I'm different, so.
You told him who you were?
Told him.
There you go.
That's wild.
I got a question for Hawk after. Go do this first, but I got a question about.
All right, this says, study, most masks are good, but some neck gaiters can be ineffective or even counterproductive by breaking bigger particles into some little ones that can hang around the air a bunch.
Oh, somebody out here selling fraudulent neck gaiters, huh?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's become fashion though, right? To be honest, people are selling
the gator ones. Yeah.
Well, whatever. People are selling.
With just in general, yeah. People want it with certain designs on it. Certain.
I mean, we were talking about making one until I read that.
Right.
Well, right. Also, it's going to depend on what it's made out of, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll give a shout out Virginia, man. I've had multiple people, and Danny Alter, one of them, who sent me. And I'm like, yo, let me pay your wife back for making them. Nope. We're just trying to make, which is really cool, you know?
Yeah, shout out Danny Alter. He hit me up too. He was like, I'll send you some masks. I got extras. I'm like, really? That's amazing.
Yeah, locker room access obviously did it.
When this whole thing began, I saw a tweet. Somebody said that we're not going to become a mask society until companies start making more expensive masks with their brands on it. And that's what you're seeing taken over now that it's a fashion thing and we can find a mask that looks cool, you know, get your LV mask or something. Now it's it's acceptable. I mean, whatever gets people to wear them, I don't.
Yeah, whatever like works.
Hey, you had your Gucci mask on last week and Louis Vuitton the week before that. Just like fronting on all of us, like, damn. Hey.
LV mask? Come on now.
Hey, why not? I got some Brooks Brothers masks, but I was so pissed. I bought a pack of Brooks Brothers masks, and they weren't even branded. They're just these white masks. They were comfy, but I was like, man, I want the pig or something on it. Come on.
Well, they're Chapter 11 now. They can't afford it.
Right.
Damn.
These companies are dropping like flies.
That was one of the only places I could find that could sell them. There was a point when just any mask was hard to get.
Yeah, that's true.
Now everybody has them. You can get masks, you get toilet paper. We're a functional society again.
Yeah, you can get toilet paper now, huh?
Supply chain.
I forgot that time period, too.
This feels like forever ago.
Can we get hand sanitizer?
There it is.
LV face mask by Virgil Abloh. Yeah. Let's go.
How much them joints? Like $1,000?
Probably.
And sold out, too.
Yikes.
Probably something crazy.
They're going to start seeing people snatching masks off people's face.
Right. Yeah, hey, forget the Gordons. Yo, keep your shoes, give me your mask.
Yeah, I want your mask. You nasty, you know what? You just snatch his mask.
Nike and Jordan haven't done a mask.
Yeah, that's true.
Have they? I haven't done one that's like
I've seen Under Armour got a mask.
I saw Under Armour's, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when we started, we were debating it, and my thing was like, I don't feel like we should be commercializing the mask. Like, it felt weird. It just felt weird. Like, whoa.
That's how it was, too. I made it for my AAU basketball team. I made them a bunch of masks, but I don't put them on my site. So many people are like, let me buy one. I'm like, you ain't buying me.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't feel right. It's just like, and then turns around and we're selling neck gaiters that make it worse, and now it's got our name on it. I made a
Jordan Jumpman mask for one of my coworkers' sons. He's like a big, like, he wears all the Jordan stuff. So I got a vinyl cutter and I did, you know, the Jumpman logo right on the side. Yeah. It's pretty
cool.
It looks cool. It's bootleg. I mean, like, whatever. Download the logo from Google and
print
it. But it came out looking, it looks professional, but
yeah. You got the exclusive wear.
Yeah.
So we have some low key seamstresses here. Is that the word? Seamstress?
Hey, so you keeping the line alive then? Phony Bennett, you gonna make a phony Jordan mask?
Yeah, I can make any kind of phony. You want a phony LV mask, man? I'll print it, man.
That's gold, huh? Yeah. Hey man, yes sir, the phony line. Whatever you need, we got it.
Exactly. It's all phony.
All phony.
Yeah.
Literally.
It might say Jordan, but it's phony. Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Like Orden. He kept the J. Just Ordens. You enjoy Orden. The Orden.
Orden. The J is silent.
Orden. Yeah. Orden.
Drinking.
This is Fresh's mask right here.
Yo.
I like this.
That's kind of disturbing.
Funny.
That's bad,
that's
right?
Crazy.
Take a baby wipe so you can pop it off and pop it back on.
That's
crazy. That's genius.
That's what Fresh needs.
Yep.
I have not eaten at a restaurant to know.
You know what? I think it's like. The first time I went to one, and it was the Mecca, but we sat outside.
Now, once you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, how does that work? Because you can't wear a mask while you eat.
Yeah, I went to Plaza Azteca last week.
So how did it go? Do you like quarantine yourself and then take off the mask?
Yeah, you walk in with the mask and then – so many, like you sit at a booth and then it's probably like two booths later than somebody else sitting there. So it's social distance as far as where you're sitting and the waiter had a mask on and gloves. And I was like, let me get a shot of alcohol just in case.
Do you walk through the Denver Broncos spray system on the way in?
Nah, but my wife will make sure we keep sanitizing our hands and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't tell you this, but you can drink through a straw with a mask on. You just drink right through it.
That sounds like
it's a filter.
Rugby road there's Chris. That's some shit you found out in like 1991 somehow.
I saw they have bracelets that are now filled with Purell.
Oh my god!
So you just hit a button and it's crazy. Yeah. They're trying everything.
Got like a Spider-Man joint.
Yeah. Give it to everybody.
Purell everyone. Purell everything. And that's where we are. So what are, Chris, how closely do you follow football, getting back to the UVA thing?
I've been all over it this week. Just, you know, part of it's the excitement of potentially seeing college football again. Because my two sports are college football, college basketball. I will watch some of pretty much everything else, a lot of NHL, playoff hockey and stuff. But college football and college basketball, that's what I'm waiting for. And so it's balancing that. Like, I'm super excited that we might get some college football this year. But I also recognize the risk. And I, deep down, I know it doesn't seem like a good idea. I hope they can pull it off, and I hope they can do it. So I'm not in a good enough position to say that they shouldn't, but I have my worries, and I still think even if we see that first kickoff, that a week or two later, they're going to shut the whole thing down because suddenly there's an outbreak somewhere.
Yeah.
Football is definitely tough, man, because there's a lot of germs that's shared on a football field.
Yeah, it's a lot of people too.
Yeah, man, like he said, you know, you go a week or two, but the traveling and it's a lot of hurdles you got to jump. I mean, NBA had the luxury out the bubble, but you can't have that luxury in college.
Yeah, I mean, in college, what are they dressing out for a home game? Are you dressing out 85 guys or something?
Yeah, about 85 guys.
Holy cow.
I mean, you know, basketball, it's smaller, and you've got bigger support staffs, bigger coaching staffs, and all the – you got more referees. I mean, everything is just bigger with college football. The benefit is it's outside, and it seems like it's harder to spread outside. But, I mean, football is a up-close game. You mm-hmm. can't play football and keep those guys distance.
I mean, in Virginia, you can't have gatherings over 50 people right now, so you'd have to – they'd have to make an exception that you have more players.
That's true, bro.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Like, it's crazy to think about it in that, in like kind of that sense.
Well, what is the NFL roster? 54?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Right?
55-man roster, yeah.
Why is college football so many more? Because you have 4 years or 5 years of players to
– red shirts and
– Yeah, you got the red shirts and stuff, so you'll just dress everybody.
Right.
They go through warm-ups and stuff.
Yeah, I think like you can travel with 85 guys or something, but at home you can dress as many as you want. Like, I mean, you can dress everyone in the stands if you wanted. I think that's incredible. Idea.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, and so how's it going to affect those guys? I mean, are they going to have to cut the guys who are dressed for game day? They're just going to have like a two deep or three.
Yeah,
deep
that they had to limit the depth chart. And how many that's available, which, you know, is essentially tough because that's the luxury of college football. You can have those extra bodies just in case.
Yeah.
Like those potential first-year guys that may redshirt, but you still dress them.
Could you theoretically be back at your dorm watching the game? You didn't dress that day, and you're like, two dudes went out, and you're like, yo, it's my turn. I got to run to the stadium and get in.
Nah, they ain't gonna let you be
like in your dorm doing push-ups and shit, getting ready for the in case something happens.
Yeah, but yeah, now those third-string guys are going to be kept in quarantine like they do with the vice president during the State of the Union. Like,
right.
Just in case something happens, we lose a lot of dudes. We're gonna have to have you in reserve so we can
continue. As long as you on your way, you run through the sanitation and metal detector.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta go through that. They might have that. You know, when the player's coming out. At the start of the game, behind Calf Man, instead of the smoke spraying, they're going to be spraying that.
It's going to be Purell.
You know what I'm saying? They might have it automatically sprayed in their helmet.
Nah, the Purell-infused smoke. That's the invention we need.
Ooh, yeah. That'll be nice. Smoke.
Are they going to do crowds at all? Are they going to do social distancing crowds or just no crowds at all?
My guess is – families will be allowed, and they should be, in my opinion, and, you know, credentialed somebody, but it's going to be like, you know, you're at a women, well, sorry, you're whatever.
You're way up, you're upper deck or whatever.
I mean, it's going to be so spaced out, but if you 85 times 2 is 100.
Yeah. Everybody bring four people.
It's going to be 400 people at the game, right?
Wow. Those people are going to be excited when they see that Purell fog start. They're like, yeah, the players are coming out now.
So, they come.
Let's disinfect.
As a fan, what is your expectation this year? Like, assuming we play phony, what are you thinking?
For the team?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of important pieces they have to replace. Obviously, quarterback and then defense. I mean, we lost some big pieces on the secondary. You know, it seems like recruiting's going well, and I don't follow recruiting as closely as some other guys. I like what we have in quarterback. I think we got that transfer right, and we've got Brendan. Who's the guy that got reps last year at the backup spot?
Oh, Brendan Armstrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I think we've got some potential, and I think we talked about this last week. Playing Tech in week two could be exciting because they haven't really had a chance to gel yet. And you know, for me, you look at how the injury bug affected this team last year. You know, the fact that they continued to win got more and more impressive with every week. So ideally, you're coming in with at least a healthier squad. You know, I'm just going to be happy to see football, man. The results like don't matter nearly as much. I mean, obviously the Tech game is going to matter a lot. I still, because I think that the Tech's program is kind of a mess right now. And you look at the Caleb Farley situation, that and you wonder what kind of subtext was there in some of his comments, and whether or not that speaks to a broader culture problem on the Hokies. That, yeah, because there've been some whispers for the last couple of years about that, but I don't know, man. I'll just, you know, even if they're not winning a lot of games, I'm just going to be so happy to be able to cheer for my team again. What are you expecting from this group, Hawk?
You know, I think defensively we're going to be real good, especially the front seven. The defensive line and linebackers, they're going to get after it. I think the biggest question mark is going to be just the corner position, just as far as, like, Darius Bratton. How is he returning? Nick Grant played last year. We got Heskett Smith coming back. And we got a couple young corners. You know, where Devontae, will he play corner or safety? But I think we're pretty stacked at safety because Brent Nelson is back healthy, Joey Blunt. We got Carey, he's healthy. And then we got the kid from JMU who's a stud. That, you know, it'll be hard to keep him off the field. So it's going to be interesting to see where guys are playing that in the secondary. And offensively, I think Brendan's going to surprise a lot of people. He throws a very, very good deep ball. He can run around. He's not Bryce. You know, he's not going to be Bryce. He's going to be Brendan Armstrong. And I think he definitely has some weapons around him that's going to have to establish themselves, because everybody knows about Terrell Janna, Billy Kemp. Tavares Kelly has a lot of ability, just has to be consistent. What is Witt's going to do now that he's going to be thrust in a starting role? As far as running backs, people are excited about Hollins. They're excited about the transfer. I forgot his name, just like that. But Samoan Slasher still had 12 rushing touchdowns last year. That's nothing to sniff at. So, and the great thing about it is this is the first year we haven't had turnover on the offensive line. Like, everybody's back.
Yeah,
so
that's huge.
We're solid up front. We have backs that can – I think Brendan's best friend is that the fact that we have a solid returning offensive line, and he has weapons around him. And then we went and got these avatars that transfer playing tight end. Good Lord. Like, we got some big kids, man, that I'm scared that Tony might pull some of them to play some basketball because they're so great, you know.
You think we might see more of a running game this year? Because to me, it seemed like the running game has been an afterthought. Is that going to be a bigger focus?
Yeah, I think so. The young quarterback's best friend is the running game. The thing about having Bryce was, even though he was inexperienced his first year, he was so dynamic running the ball. But still then, Jordan Ellis had 1,000 yards. You know, a lot of people don't realize, yeah, he still had over 1,000 yards. So we're going to have to rely on the run game early just to show teams they can't pin their ears back and come at Brendan. And then not expect Brendan to be able to dissect college defenses as a starter right off the bat. We can't be naive about it. And we just have to play to his strengths. And I think that's what you know, the coaches always do a great job of. They play towards the strength of their players, and that's how we've been successful when we've had these injuries, as you alluded to, when late in the year we're having a guy like Bryce Hall and Brandon Nelson, putting a guy like Noah Taylor at that wildcat type of defensive position to where he was playing nickel, he was on the line of scrimmage blitzing. I mean, if Brandon Nelson doesn't get hurt, we don't understand how special Noah Taylor really is, if to be honest with you. Like, so that was a blessing in disguise last year.
Yo, Hawk, are you driving right now or not?
Yeah, but I got my phone stabilized, so we good.
No, but like sometimes your hand comes off the wheel, but you're still. Oh, this like, is my. Hey.
I got my knee on it. I stopped at a light.
Come on, man.
If you're watching, let's just go through the steps. If you're watching soccer practice, you have your seatbelt on. That's kind of weird, but I get it. Man. But then I see you, and you're like talking. Your hands are coming up, but like it looks like you're driving. All right, you're good.
Right. Yeah, if I'm at a stoplight, my knee goes up and I put my hand down. Now we got green.
I'm in Tennessee. There's all kind of weird shit here when we drive, so yeah. I get it.
So now you see my hand go back up. So that's how you know I'm at a stop.
My 5-year-old sits on my lap. He drives it. My daughter, you know, works the stick, whatever. It's all good.
I'm about to teach my 15-year-old to drive. She gets her learners in less than 2 months. And so, like, when she's riding with me, all of a sudden I'm, like, self-conscious. I'm like, shit, I can't steer with my knees anymore. I got to – I put the phone down.
So I'm not the only one that steers with the knees.
No, man, I can.
Oh, no, all day.
And I can go through the chicanes with my knee, man. I'm good, but I don't want my daughter to learn that shit. So I'm.
That's true.
Got to be responsible all of a sudden.
That's funny, man.
So the O-line, I mean, is this going to be the best O-line we've had so far? Because that's kind of been a weak spot for a while.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically, you would think this would be the best just because of cohesiveness, no new learning, just reviewing, and not a lot of guys. Because we, you know, over the years, we had guys moving around during the year. We had guys moving around during games, like playing different positions. Like, I remember the Pitt game. We had Ranksmaker going from guard to tackle, then to the other tackle, like, because we were just trying to find a way to protect Bryce that first game. And that's tough, man, just because of the checks and the responsibility. So, and we got depth at the position too, how we recruited. So that's a good thing.
I was gonna go back if we look at Bryce, and history of UVA QBs, where does he rank?
Ooh.
So I personally put him third behind Sean and Aaron Brooks.
Wow.
I got him and Matt right there.
Matt, hey, I was going to say Matt.
Yeah, I got him and
Matt.
What
about Mike Groh? Where is he at? Where is he at on there?
Mike got, like, the biggest win in program history.
That's what I'm saying. He's had some big wins.
He's legendary in itself. Yeah, he's legendary. But, you know.
So did Mike play more than 1 year as a starter? Did he get 2 years in or just one? Because he was my time, but I think when I left, he became the quarterback.
Might have been just that. It might have been that one.
I think he only got one, right?
Yeah.
One incredibly.
He's one of the few that just got one.
Yeah. Because
usually when Coach Welch was here, it was, you know, roughly you get 2 years as a starter.
Right.
I mean, I'm salty that Tim Sherman played his last. I mean, he's AHS grad. He shouldn't have played. Should have been Aaron Brooks in there. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
That
you know, I always wondered. It's just me thinking out loud. I always wonder if that affected the other two quarterbacks not coming here. That was right behind me. Y'all know who they are.
Yeah. I had to. That was weird, man.
Yeah, you want to play, right? You don't want to wait.
Yeah. Should have played. I mean, who knows? I always thought, man, it would have been hot. If he had got to play instead of Tim and got an extra year under his belt, Heisman.
Aaron was
everything.
Man, first of all, AB is the reason why I came here. So I'm very biased to him, but he was just dope.
He was amazing.
And he has like got this finger right here. He did this to my pinky. That's how hard he threw.
Yeah,
I believe it. He was amazing. Was
it Aaron on grounds like 8 years? Because I think he was there 2 years with me.
Redshirted.
Who was that?
AB. Aaron was a good dude. He used to hoop with us.
He could hoop.
He could hoop.
Yeah, he could really hoop.
He still had his high school legs because he wasn't getting killed. You know, Mod, you know that. You know the high school legs versus the college legs. They go away, man. So they go away. Yeah, dudes don't tell me that. I never really knew. Mine was always the same.
You real bouncy when you get here.
Yeah, when you ain't gain weight, you know, you get stronger, whatever. I'm trying to remember who was the quarterback my fourth year.
Before,
92, I guess 92, right?
It's Tim Sherman, right?
No. 92, 93, was that
Sean? That after was Sean? Willis,
right? No, that was
no, that would be
Bobby Goodman.
Was Bobby? Because Bob, I remember Bob, dude, Bobby did work. When he'd get a chance to come in, he'd do work. My guys were Slade, Kirby.
Yeah, so who was? Yeah, he was a quarterback at the Matt Blunden, right?
Was it Bobby? Yeah,
it's Bobby Goodman.
Yeah.
Bobby Wright.
Yeah, it depends on what year. Yeah, I'm telling you, 92, 93 was Sim Willis, right?
Oh, Simeon. Yeah, because he played football too.
Oh, yeah, it might have been Simeon. Sure.
I would know that. He was my roommate.
Yeah. There it is.
There you go. There you go.
I lived with him. There it is.
All right. He just serves to shut the hell up, Juice.
By the way, Dan, what was the guy, the Magic Man? Dan
Majewski. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had a real NBA, NFL career. You got to put him up there.
Yeah, Dan the Man.
So where does Vic Hall rank in UVA quarterback lore?
I think they just put him in athlete lore. He do everything, man.
There are so many UVA fans, though, that are like, man, if they just put Vic Hall at quarterback
now.
Yeah, if the schemes, if they had this, or if they were totally spread like they were now with him and with Biscuit. Yeah, can you imagine Biscuit in his offense? God. With that cannon?
Yeah, Vic Hall, he was special.
Yeah, he was like, man, at Gretna, all them daggone records he put up.
All those records. Good God.
He broke Ronald's records.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm excited to see Armstrong. I mean, I is he the presumed starter or is this transfer going to be competing? I mean,
they'll be competing. I think Brendan will end up being the starter just because he's been in the offense for so many years and with COVID and less teach time.
Right.
But Keenan can run around. Thompson can run around. It's just his accuracy. But that'll come. Coach Beck does a good job with working with footwork and all that.
I mean, Brendan surprised me with how well he could run the ball and how well he could scramble. He looked like Bryce in slow motion. You know, he was getting the same misses and stuff. He just wasn't doing it as quickly. But I mean, if you can still get him moving forward, why not?
Yeah, man, he's shifty, bro. He's shifty. He got a nice little day leg move. He'll just run you over. All that's failed. So that's the one thing they're going to monitor. And I think that's why they went out and made sure they had a lot of depth at quarterback because of his play style. Like, he's a contact magnet. Like, that's why they give you that. I don't like the Tebow nickname they give him. Like, don't do that to that kid. Like, that's too much. Too much, man. Do not attach Tebow to him. That's too bad. It's bad enough you had to follow Bryce. Now you're going to give him a Tebow monitor? No.
Yeah. Just a little unfair.
Yeah, I shoot that down quick. I'd be like, hell no, no Tebow stuff. So you know, Bryce, the Tech fans love that.
Well, all right, we heard the Ball Hogs. What's your, the Mount Rushmore of QBs, UVA phonies? Yeah. What you got?
Oh, with me? I mean, Aaron Brooks. Brooks, Moore was definitely, like, when I got to UVA, like, he was already, you know, he was a legend. I mean, obviously Bryce, you know, he's the most recent. And as an athlete and a quarterback, he's been the most impressive one I've seen at UVA. Like, I wish we'd had 4 years of Bryce Perkins, man. That guy, he was so incredible. Imagine. Like what imagine. If he had started in the system? Man, how many do I have left? When I'm more Perkins. I loved watching
two more.
Man, what are my other choices? I mean, that's
your roommate. Put your roommate in there, man.
Sim Willis, man, he was a nice guy, man. I mean, he was, and I've said it on the show before, he was a better student than I ever was. I mean, that dude, I mean, he studied, he worked hard. You know, they never had girls over with the door closed. I mean, these were stand-up dudes. I was so, you know, always so impressed with those guys, and those are the guys that made me respect athletes. If I had known fresh in college, my respect opinion of college athletes would be totally different.
Hold up. They never had girls over? Stop.
With the door closed. Like, girls would come over, and they'd be like, hey, but they never went in their room with the door
y'all,
closed.
Y'all had an open society? It was a free-for-all on your door?
No. I'm telling you, man. And Randy Neal, man, Randy Neal, he got Slade's waterbed when Slade graduated, and still, man, you're in college rocking the waterbed, and still, like, he was just
a man,
respectable guy, man. These guys,
waterbed, imagine, that's funny.
Water. Does anyone our waterbed
last year? I just looked it up. Bobby Goodman was the quarterback, 92.
Bobby Goodman
and Mike Grove.
Bobby Goodman. I don't even remember Bobby Goodman.
And my favorite thing is I had a fly-ass girlfriend in college. I've told you guys this 1,000 times. You're younger than me. And the second I left, Mike Grove tried to pull up. Try your might. No luck, obviously, as far as
you
I know.
You won the blackest eye, didn't you?
What's that?
You won the blackest eye, didn't you?
I didn't care. Whatever. Who cares? Good luck.
Hey, ooh, talk spicy.
Good luck. I think I'm all right.
We used to, you know, back when I did stand up, like, you have a good set and you come off like at a workshop, and
right,
and you say to the guy next to you, like, follow that shit. Like, right. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Like, good luck. Good luck, but you're not following.
I mean, I would have respected it if he came after it while I was there, but he, like, waited till I went to a job and he was there and he's a quarterback now. He's trying to pull up. Come on, man.
He had to wait for his status. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
I'm the quarterback now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. Good looking dude.
Yeah.
That might grow.
Let me find out. Mike a dirty dog.
The only one I was ever worried about was Corey. Everybody loved Corey. Yeah, that's my guy. Here's my question. So, okay, we have all stuff going on with COVID and junior high school, and then to college, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking about sports being so uncertain, and, you know, I'm from a tiny town in Tennessee. You're from Tidewater area. We're all from where we're from. Who cares? But sports for kids, you know, boys and girls, men and women, provide a structure. When you take that away, you know, the at-risk students, like all of us would have been, and you're not like, all right, I got to practice tomorrow, so I got to go to sleep. I got to do this. I want to be good. How tricky is that, man, in your mind? Because to me, it's very tricky. You lose a lot of kids.
Yeah, that's a great question. So if I was at UVA right now going through this, if I went back to Hampton, it would have been canceled Christmas. Like, right. Like, when I was here, I didn't go home. I stayed here and went to summer school.
You talked about it.
You know what I'm saying? Or work. Like, because I knew if I went home for at least a month, or 2 weeks, over 2 weeks, I'm done. Like, no. Because the influence is so heavy and strong, so I understand. I knew me, and I was true to myself. So if you got a lot of these young men aren't able to play football and they aren't allowed to stay on grounds and you expect them to go back to their environment, that environment going to take over. Because the one thing that saved us from the environment was the sport. It consumed our time, showed us an outlet, and things like that. So I mean, that's
but, the tough but think part, about though. Think about too, like think about high school kids. Like,
oh yeah,
I mean it's even more. And then you go back. Let's go back to junior high. You're in seventh, eighth grade, and then
right.
And this your coach friend, you know, you have a mentor. You have your coaches you looked up to, I'm sure. And they brought you, yo, let's go.
And bro, it's tough, man, because you're so the negative will outweigh the positive, no question.
Right. Yeah.
No question. Yeah. So, you know, like boredom is the devil's playground. So when you don't have anything to do,
mm-hmm.
you look for something to do, and usually it's something that's mischievous. So that's what I'm fighting. I work at alternative high school, and that's the main thing I've been doing all summer is trying to connect with these young kings out here, trying to make sure that they don't get into pharmaceuticals because, you know, their parents lose their job and nobody's hiring. But it's somebody hiring them down the street, but that's not a real job, you know? So that's the reality a lot of folks don't like to discuss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what really worries me, man, like where I'm from.
I mean,
what about our football players once the rest of the students return to grounds? I mean, it's probably easier to keep them in a bubble right now or something close to that. But, you know, once everyone else is there and rugby starts hopping again, I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, do you think the team has the controls in place and are the players going to be responsible enough to protect themselves?
Yeah, that's the thing, man. That's when the leadership comes into play with the guys you select as your captains. Tell guys to be smart because you did all this work to get to this point.
Right.
And temptation kicks in when you get these students. We saw that with Stephen A. Smith talking about the bubble. Can they get conjugal visits? We're all adults. So it's one of the things. It's like when I play football, I don't know about y'all, but in football we call it camp eyes when anything look good because you've been missing your sweets. So everything looked good. So it's like that day walker. Once they realize it's a non-day walker run, they're like, oh, and they run at them, you know? So, it's, you know, if you get that analogy, that's you got to fight that temptation because you don't want to have the whole program shut down just because you're a rookie in Seattle trying to put a girl in your issue gear in a hotel. And then you
sneak her into the hotel.
Yeah, so we talking about a dude about to make six figures. If he made the team, he couldn't resist the non-day walkers. So,
and by the way, everybody gets like two or three numbers on a scale of 1 to 10, 2 or 3 higher with a mask on.
Huh?
Like with a mask on, everybody's like from on a scale of 1 to 10, you could be a 6. You're like an 8.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
you don't know.
That's true.
Seahawks got rookie after trying to sneak a girl disguised as a player. Disguised as a player? I didn't see that.
That's why they fired him. He got the big dummy award. He got to put an issue gear.
Oh, God.
Put in an issue hoodie or something. He got the big dummy award.
He's crafty, yo.
They're like, hey, why is he wearing a helmet in here? We don't need that. Like, never mind. Exactly. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Hey, look.
Hey, but fellas, I got to get up out of here, man. Definitely.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Appreciate Phony. Hey, though, Phony Bennett, they ever tell you you sound just like him, too, when you talk? I don't know.
But I sound like oh, I mean, I don't.
He's been working on it.
He might be a little bit insulted by that, but I appreciate it.
I got Keith Tony on my side. That's my guy. So
yeah, he's the real.
Edit that out.
I pay attention to his press conferences, though. I try to use some of his words. But, man, if you're ever in Virginia Beach, man, let me buy you lunch, man. I'll take you to Plaza.
Definitely, bro. Oh, I'm going to hold you to that when I come to the beach.
Yeah, man.
Give me a call. Well, we appreciate you. Ball Hawk.
Yes, sir. Always, man.
The lockdown.
All right, Hawk.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, Ty Jerome.
Yeah, you can find him on the lockdown every Thursday with T Cove. So we'll put that link down there in the description. Grant, you said you got to go. You got to.
Yeah, I got to bounce soon too.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much done here. We're wrapping up. Anything else you got, Phony, that you think of off the top of your head?
Nah, man, I think we covered it, man. I'm happy that Ballhawk came on the show, man. Gives me a little bit of credibility. So
Yeah, it's great.
Anytime.
Then we'll do. We're working on your shirt for September.
Yeah, yeah, we want to do that. Yeah, I mean, I would love to be able to do that. I think that would be a neat.
Yeah, we'll look out. Maybe we'll do a blog post with it. We'll figure it out.
Okay, cool.
And we'll go from there. Appreciate Excellent. You guys. Till next week.
All right, man. Be good, everyone.
See you guys.
Sends it down with a tomahawk slam. That's the win here. On the front page, it's a good job. Diakite. Jerome off the glass. Count it. And one. Jim Jerome.